I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What a Friday it is. Wow. Today, contain your excitement today, a Friday and this announcement.
Today is great Friday. Right?
Good Friday's underselling it?
Yes.
Today we're idiots, great Friday. By the way. We are absolute idiots. Think back to earlier in the week, right? Tampa got eliminated on Tuesday, and we got on the air Wednesday and said, hey, when's the press conference? Isn't there going to be a press conference today? There's no media gathering at LCA. And we're like, well, you know, it's contract, and when does it officially done? And we had done some searching.
I had read like a month ago that his contract ends at the NHL season.
But here's the most ridiculous thing ever. Tampa knows he's leaving. Do they want Steve Yzerman advising them on moves?
Well, of course not.
Of course not. Why didn't we put two and two together and say they'll let him go? They'll tell him to get out of here. They're not going to want him around. Duh. I can't. Sometimes I look back and go, what the hell were we thinking? Of course they don't. Of course he's available right away.
Who cares?
Yeah, fair enough.
He's here.
Yes, he is. Look, one of the things that happens is there's winning a press conference. This is the 7-0 game 7 over the Avalanche of press conferences, right? You cannot win this press conference more. But that doesn't always make it the best hire. It doesn't mean it's a great hire. So, you know, I've been watching Tampa just like everybody else and taking note of Yzerman's career arc since he left here. And your instinct tells you this is a great hire. He's built a team that consistently is in the mix of winning the Stanley Cup. And they haven't, okay? They haven't. We get it. But they're consistently there. And some years more there than others. But they're right there. And one of the first things I wanted to do was, all right, let me reach out to sources in the league and make sure that this isn't just a Detroit has a chubby over this home run hire, that it's actually a hire that is looked at everywhere as one with substance, because different towns are going to have different perspectives. If Steve Yzerman had got hired in somewhere other than Detroit, people would have really, really liked it, but they wouldn't have reacted like a hero comes home, clearly. So are we overselling this because it's Yzerman, one of the beloved sons of Detroit? Even though the resume looks good, is it one of those things that if you're not paying close attention from afar, that there's holes in it, there's this bad contract, that bad contract, or a bad trade? And so I'm reaching out to people in the agent world, people in the you know, scouting departments, other teams, right? No, it's a home run. It's a home run. People around the league think this is a home run. Not just a beloved son comes home. There's substance behind this. And the substance, we can look at the layers of excellence of what Steve Yzerman has brought to Tampa. Understanding that there are going to be critics out there because they never won the cup. But at this point, the Red Wings are in a rebuild mode. And we'll run through what moves Yzerman made in Tampa that are indicative of a guy that knows what he's doing. You know, a guy that has that leg up on the competition. And I mean, whether it's free agent signings, whether it's draft picks, whether it's, you know, undrafted, like finding gems, which is probably the thing I like the most, is the gems that he found. There's some trades. There were some shrewd moves he made with guys who were in the organization that were a problem that he kind of forced their hand. When he was having a problem in the room, how did they handle it? There's All kinds of stuff that just signifies that Steve Eisenman's going to be really, really good in this job, no matter where he goes, but we get him here in Detroit.
He is, he's exactly what the fan base wanted here. I think he's exactly what ownership wanted here. And frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if he's exactly what Ken Holland wanted here.
Well,
he groomed him, right?
John Shannon, writer from TSN, tweeted out the following. I'm told the architect of Eisenman's return to the Red Wings is Ken Holland. He's been working on this the past 3 months. The Holland haters out there, I mean, Holland's going to speak today, and we've heard Holland talk about this. If Holland helped facilitate this, and if that's accurate, and we have no reason to presume it isn't, I think there was another one I saw. But really, if Holland is a part of this, think about that for a second. You won 4 cups. He started the rebuild. He's accrued all these draft picks, and he's handing them over to Steve Eisenman. It's kind of awesome of Ken Holland.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, Ken Holland he's kind of taken a beating over the last, 8 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he's taken a beating from the fans and from the media to an extent as well. But I think when we look back at this retrospectively, we'll start to understand a little bit more. It's a really hard job to do. It's really difficult to do what he had done with this franchise over the years. And were there some missteps? Absolutely. Were there some contracts handed out to some players that were probably too long or for too much money? Uh-huh. Without a doubt. But he was trying to stay competitive. And maybe that came from a higher up order rather than just him. But in the meantime, in the last couple of years, what he has done is, I think, a pretty good job of acquiring a bunch of draft picks. Acquiring, when you sign free agents and then they become assets to get more draft picks. To use those draft picks and try to build the core of younger players, which is kind of what they're doing. I mean, it's not a team that's chock full of talent, but it's a team that's got some talent now. And they're a team that still has talent in the minors that has an opportunity to really make an impact next year as well. And on top of that, 11 picks in the draft, mm-hmm. including the sixth overall or seventh overall. Yeah, it's a nice handing of the baton, passing of the baton there to Steve Eisenman, who does have a track record of doing a very good job with the Tampa Bay Lightning. In all aspects of the GM job, it's not just, he made a nice draft pick. He made a bunch of nice draft picks. Oh, he found a nice free agent. No, he found a couple of really good free agents. Oh, he did a nice job with this with signing of his own player. No, he found an amazing deal to get one of the franchise players to stay. He has done just a great job with the Lightning. Does he have the Stanley Cup to go with it there? No, he doesn't. But I don't think that's for any fault of his own.
Well, we will get into some of the specifics that really, the reason why Steve Eisenman has done well. The response I got from the league, says this a home run hire in every way. One response I got, 100%. The other one was, of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.